Mark, what's your assessment of that semi-final?
Well, I would have liked to have finished higher up, but, you know, sometimes they go your way, sometimes they don't. I decided to hang back today because that worked for me previously in 2014, the Europeans. And in that year, Pierre Boss led my semi-final. And I tried to go onto his shoulder, couldn't hang on to him. And then the final came around and I decided to sit back and just go into sleeper mode for the first 400 and come through. And I actually ended up beating him in Lewandowski that day. So I decided to just go back to that because it worked before. Just wasn't there today, you know. You know, I'm a big guy as well. It can be tough to navigate as easily as somebody of the size of Kashat. So, you know, he's a great racer as well. So, look, I mean, it was tough competition out there. Bas and Kashat are gold and silver medalists at the World Championships. So, my work was cut out for me.
So, you feel you left a bit too much of a gap this time? Or was there a bit of a fatigue thing or something else?
Yeah, I think it was probably more fatigue than anything. Tactically, like, I mean, I was on the back of Kashat nearly the whole race, so I don't think that the tactics were wrong. It was just a fatigue thing more than anything.
So how does this set you up for, you know, another Olympic season, the second consecutive Olympic season in a row that people have been planning for?
Yeah, well, I think I'm sitting, I don't know, the rankings keep changing, but I was sitting in, like, 25th the last time around, but, you know, I'd like to run the automatic qualification of 145.2 because I think the ranking system may not actually allow me to qualify because guys are just running crazy fast times over 800 metres at the minute. So, yeah, look, I mean, I'm excited. I'll probably just continue racing throughout May and try to get that automatic qualifying time.
And you're balancing it at the moment with the day job, is it?
Yeah, yeah. I worked full-time this year. So it was tough trying to combine the two of them. But, you know, I was lucky. Like, I've had great support all year round. My primary team in the Mater Hospital in Dublin have been excellent. Like, the consultant, Sherry McEntee, has been fantastic support, even just allowing me to come over here. And then obviously my sponsors as well, Adidas, Hegarty's Auto Services and Letterkenny. I have to just give thanks to them to actually even to come out here to try compete to get to the final and to get a medal. So, big thanks to them.
But especially this year of all years, working in the medical line, it's not straightforward.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, it's like another job, you know, it can be tough when you're on your feet all day. And it takes its toll on even mentally as well, just the energy that you're expending. But look, I still managed to run a PB. So, it's just one of, like, sometimes you can go into a championship and just, you can be a little bit fatigued, and it's hard to know the reason why at the time, but I think that was the reason why I performed like I did today.